Okay, this brand right here has absolutely blown my mind. I love tequila, and I love traditional tequila. But what John has done here, the owner of Cambio, is taken tradition and just made it amazing. Cambio Tequila Blanco is the one that we're going to review today. And I love what they say on the back of their bottle. It says, "We deliver a modern take on a 500-year tradition. Extraordinary care using a gentle process with the respected techniques that's never been used in tequila before." And we just did an interview where he explains their entire process. And just his explanation of what they're doing will blow your mind. So if you haven't watched it, check it out. It's a long one. And he goes into all the process changes that they did to stay traditional. They started out at one nom that we all love a lot. And then they moved from there and created this tequila within a nom that we wouldn't say is a go-to place. They went to nom 1605 and they created a section inside of the distillery that the owners weren't even using. They had stone brick ovens. They have tahonas. They let him do open fermentation. They're doing something in the fermentation that slows it down. They cool the way they do it because the yeast he uses would die at a higher temperature of normal tequila. They use a wood fermentation vats that are inside of a stainless steel tank so they can keep it cool. I'm telling you, they're doing all this traditional stuff with aged agaves, tahona crush, stone brick oven, and then doing all of these different touches to make it taste different. In fact, one of the things that he talks about is they cooked the agave whole. That way it was a little bit slower cook, but it allowed those flavors to stay in that agave before they opened it up and shredded it into that tahona. So check it out. But the flavors on this is amazing. This is their standard Blanco. It's 46% ABV. This is done in the Highlands. So you're talking about a high area with great agaves. The flavors up there are so much different than some of the Valles agaves. Let's give this one a nose. This one is rested in some barrels for a very short period of time, just to let it rest, still being a Blanco, rested for less than 60 days. And I know he loves to rest things in French oak and French wine barrels. So it does have a little teeny bit of color to it, but not a lot. They're not doing any crazy filtration either. This is right off the still into those barrels, rest for a little bit, and then get bottled. So let's dive into the nose of this one. Oh my gosh, there's a funkiness because they are taking so many more days to go in through fermentation. So it's going into a malolactic fermentation. But because it's done at a cooler temperature, you don't get that extreme cheesy malolactic smell that you get on some. It's just a really light malolactic smell. Great cooked agave. I actually get a little bit of pine, a little bit of like Christmas tree type pine smell. Man, every smell, every sniff gives you something a little different. I get some floralness and I do get a little bit of fruitiness. So let's dive into the taste of this thing. It is so complex. Wow, great cooked agave. But for me, one of the things I taste in Cambio, whether it be their cellar series, their Repo, their Añejo, one of the things that I get in each one is a agave forward flavor with a fruitiness, like almost like the stone fruit that I talk about in some of the Añejos and extra Añejos. You get this taste like apricot and pear and peach right in the flavor, which is really amazing. Besides that, you do have the agave flavor. You get a nice little creaminess in the mouthfeel. It's also very bright and very clean. I pick up a little mint and spearmint as it turns into a peppery finish. There's so much going on with Cambio. And for all of the work that they're doing to make this different, but still laying back to tradition, it's pretty amazing. And the price points come out pretty awesome as well. You can find this from anywhere from $44 up to $50, which is a great price point. And I do want to point out that even though we've been talking all this time, that finish is still there. That nice, tingly, peppery finish just keeps hanging on. I don't know if I mentioned or not, they're using a stainless steel pot with a copper coil inside. So great twice distilled tequila. Also, another thing that he talked about is they do use open air fermentation, but he also has a proprietary yeast. And he'll talk about everything. He's incredibly transparent about their whole product, but he's not giving up what his yeast is. And I don't blame him because this is really creating a fantastic tequila. So let's hit the taste one more time before we go. All of those flavors. And even this time, a little bit of anise in the finish with that pepper. Amazing. Cambio Tequila Blanco. Watch the interview that I did with John. He does a great explanation of how they're making this. He's an amazing chef, and he brought everything that he learned in making amazing food into making great tequila. I know this one was a little longer than normal and a little long-winded, but the tequila to me is amazing, and it's worth being talked about. I want to say thanks to John for sending me this bottle and letting me try it. Thanks for taking your time in the interview with me. If you haven't had Cambio Tequila, find it, buy it, go to their website. It's amazing. You won't go wrong with any of their products. You also can get it at siptequila.com. Thanks for watching. Let me know if you've had Cambio Tequila or if there's a tequila that you'd like to see me review. Put it in the comments. If you're ever in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you want to sit down and have a glass of tequila with me here at my bar at my house and review a tequila, put it in the notes, the messages, the comments. I'd love to sit down with you. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.